You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Sunday, and it's August 2nd, I think, and I hope you're doing well. Can you believe we're in August already? I mean, the summer is almost over. What a shitty summer. What a shitty year. Anyway, big week for the website, of course, and for me personally, I guess. This book that I released, May I Serve You, Sir, is doing very well right now, honestly. We have sales in seven different countries, I think, seven or eight different countries. Some countries, I was surprised at the sales numbers coming from some countries. And some countries I didn't expect, you know. So, I'm excited about, I'm not excited about the money. I'm excited about the opportunity that this book presents for everyone. So I've got my personal copies delivered to me today, which was neat to have holding in my hand this book that I thought of this book a year ago, okay, but I just simply didn't have any time, you know, to sit down and write it. And even though most of the stuff in the book is culled from the website, right, and it's condensed, but I had it in the back of my mind for a long time. I kept thinking, I need to get this book. I think that I need to get this book out because I think it will help people, you know. And I honestly feel a little disappointed in myself that I let it get away from me. But now it's out in the world, so and doing its job. Okay, so that's how I look at this book. I don't look at it as a gold mine, you know, like I'm going to be the next Stephen King or something. This is simply a tool. That's how I look at it. You know, I've made a version of a screwdriver for faggots to find alphas, you know. So that's all it really is, honestly, at its core. But on the other hand, it's something that faggots need to get out there and do it. And I just cannot emphasize that enough. I can write all day and all night, and so can many other talented faggots out there that I can name that write about these issues, or many alphas I know that write about this stuff and give good advice. But all of it's just words. It doesn't mean anything unless you're going to take personal responsibility and go out there and make these things happen for yourself. And I've always been about action, and this stuff is not theoretical for me. And I've lived it myself, and I know the benefits that come from living honestly and fulfilling purpose. And you have to do it. This book is the opportunity that you have now to start putting this message out there to these alphas that you see that you want to serve. This is the message right here. This is the tool you can use to do that. And I really encourage every faggot that listens to this podcast, every faggot that reads my website, get the book in whatever form, you feel comfortable with, or whatever form would work for whatever situation, get it and use it and see what happens. Now, it's not going to be, it's not a 100% foolproof thing. There's still lots of human elements involved with this. I've approached a lot of alphas over the years. I don't have 100% success rate, okay? And you're not going to have 100% success rate. And I'm not guaranteeing any kind of success rate with this book. It's a way in. All right. This book is like putting a big fat foot right in the door to keep it from shutting. So, and you know, wedging it open. So here is the opportunity. It's never existed before. This kind of opportunity has never existed before. And it's honestly, it's solely due to, you know, the internet and the wonders of Amazon publishing, that I can get this message out to all of my faggot brothers all around the world. So it's very humbling and very exciting at the same time. So I absolutely encourage you, again, go out and make this thing work for you. Okay? That's why it's there. After 5 years of this website, of me over and over again asking, responding to faggots asking me for help on how to approach an alpha, here is my answer. There should be no more questions about that for me, because here's the answer. If you want to approach an alpha, I've given you what you need in a book that you can use. So use it, okay? And I want to talk about, I was going to write a post about this, and I might still, but when it comes to fulfilling purpose, let's talk about that for a second, okay? Because the book is designed so that you can get in to serve an alpha and start to feel that fulfillment, okay? And I'm all about reality, okay? I'm all about, I don't publish fiction on my website, okay? I barely bother even reading. I don't really read, like, gay erotica, okay? I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in what's real. The stories are all true on my website. They're all real people experiencing fulfillment, okay? Now, this weekend, two major events are going to happen in the lives of two brave faggots, okay? If this is not happening to you, it's because you're not putting yourself out there, all right? Let me just put that out front. These two faggots have put themselves on the line and totally submitted to serve alphas, okay? And they are reaping the rewards of that. Last night, yesterday, Master Jin, who is the straight alpha in Toronto, well, he's in Montreal now, but the owner of Chin, who, you know, has, in my mind, on the website, achieved this kind of almost mythical status, you know. But yesterday, Master Jin left Chin at home, and he went to hang out, spend the day with his girlfriend. His intention was to fuck his girlfriend a couple of times, okay, because he hadn't had a chance to get any from her, okay, and he wanted some. So she was kind of, you know, this is the problem with girls, okay, like they, if you don't catch them in the right mood, guess what, you're shut down, you know. And at one point during the day, Master Jin, he contacted me and was complaining about the fact that his girlfriend wasn't putting out for him. And I was like, uh-oh, you know. And so Master Jin sent Chin a text saying, get ready. Be ready when I get home. Okay. So when Master Jin came home, Chin was kneeling on the floor at the front door, and he began kissing his master's feet. And of course, Master Jin was rock hard instantly. And Chin undid Master Jin's pants and gave him a wonderful blowjob. Chin has become an amazing cocksucker over the course of the last year. And he sucked the first load out of Master Jin right there in the doorway of their place. Then Master Jin took Chin into the bedroom and proceeded to fuck him for 2 hours. And it was in every position. And in the end, Master Jin had Chin on his back with his legs over Master Jin's shoulders, and he cunted Chin. And it was, Chin has been cunted multiple times, okay, before. But this one was very, very powerful between both of them. Chin's never experienced a cunting like this before. And part of it, I've mentioned the emotional component of cunting a few times on the website. And that's something that isn't dependent on dick size or technique. It's a connection between a man and his faggot in that moment, you know. Anyway, Chin experienced a powerful cunting, like a life-changing cunting. And Master Jin experienced it through Chin. He saw what happened to his faggot from that cunting, okay? And of course, he bred Chin, and afterwards, Chin, I think for the first time, he actually truly, truly accepted that he is a faggot, that he was born to serve Master Jin, and he was completely transformed. Now, Chin is a faggot that has caused a lot of issues. As if any of my readers know, Chin has caused a lot of issues fighting against his chastity cage, fighting against chores, fighting against, you know, restrictions. But he was completely transformed by that cunting that Master Jin gave him last night. And Master Jin was changed. And I think that's the thing that I really kind of want to drill down on is that when a cunting like that happens, it's not just the faggot that is transformed, but the man's transformed. Because the man, when he induces a cunting on a faggot and he sees the reaction and he sees the change that he has wrought, you know, with his cock and his fuck, you know, it's changing to him, you know. It's much the same way as, when a man fucks a woman and she has an orgasm from him fucking her. I mean, let's face it. A lot of women don't have orgasms, true orgasms, right, from fucking. But when it actually happens and a man sees that reaction, he's proud, right? When a man cunt's a faggot, there's something else there. I do think that it's because the man sees this faggot undergoing this transformation of acceptance and purpose and everything else from that cunting that he created, that he caused to happen, okay? And I think there's pride there, but there's also this sense of fulfillment in the man, like a power that he has that maybe he didn't understand he had, where he can physically change another human being into something else. And that's deeper and different than when a man induces an orgasm in a female. She's basically just reaching orgasm as a female, right? But when a faggot is cunted, a man is taking away any semblance of maleness about the faggot and turning that faggot into something else, reducing that faggot down to its basic essence as a faggot, you know, and exposing it completely. And there's something very, very powerful about that for the man, not just the faggot. And I think Master Jin experienced that last night because he was in awe of what happened and the aftermath of what happened, you know, where Chin was completely overwhelmed and totally, like, broken in a way, like, broken down and submissive, you know, even more so than he'd been before, which he was, but there's an acceptance, and I just think that purpose is so powerful, you know, and that's what I want for all the faggots that follow me or read my stuff or whatever, or who are considering buying the book. I want you to reach out and get that for yourself, not just read it on a website. Okay. Now, the other faggot is going to get cunted tonight, and it's little Oliver. Master Nick feels like Oliver is ready to be cunted, and Yule and Oliver got their pussies all waxed and cleaned up, and were excited when I last talked to them today when Master Nick was going to come home and he was going to cunt little Ollie. So I'm looking forward to that. But, like, Oliver's another example, okay? Oliver put himself in that position to become Master Nick's property, and he's taken advantage of that, and he's learned a lot, and he submitted himself and given up his life to serve Master Nick, and he's experiencing amazing new feelings of purpose because of that. And again, that's what I want for all of my readers, my fag readers, to experience that kind of fulfillment, because serving men is why we exist. There isn't any other purpose for a faggot except for that. And when you boil your life and you're down to that purpose, you know, you'll do anything for that. If you really mean it, you're going to go all the way. I have gone all the way my whole adult life, including this website and all the stuff that I produced. It's all the way. I've been running the accelerator pedal all the way to the floor the whole time, And I will continue to do that most likely for the rest of my life. So everything about my life and everything that I'm doing is all geared toward that purpose. And so I encourage everyone who reads my website or listens to this podcast, and if you're a faggot and you're listening to my podcast or you're listening or you're reading my website or whatever, my tweets or whatever, I encourage you to get the book, use the book, get yourself out there, and get yourself in a position where you can fulfill yourself and your purpose, okay? You owe it to yourself to try. You know, I think you will find the difference staggering, really. So, anyway, that's all I have to say. May I Serve You, Sir? Is all over Amazon in multiple formats, and it's also on Gumroad. The links are all on the sticky post at the top of the website, and I encourage everyone to go out and get one copy, give it a shot, see what happens. I think we can change this. I think we are going to change this paradigm forever. Okay, I really do. I'm really excited about the prospects that this book presents for faggots and for alphas, really, you know. So anyway, I appreciated getting to talk to you today, and I hope you have a good week. I will try to be more consistent about the podcasts next week, so I apologize for the lag. I've been kind of busy. So anyway, I will talk to you soon, okay? I love you. Bye.